According to the Albany Times Union, the New York State Health Department ignored recommendations offered by the New York State Patient Safety Advisory Committee, which was created to prevent medical deaths, stem hospital errors, and publicize doctors' practice histories in the form of a physician profile. The panel was charged with enhancing and improving public access to healthcare information, but the newspaper found that top officials ignored years of work by the advisory committee. Eileen Carina is president of patient advocacy group Pulse New York. She co-founded Pulse of America. Back in 2000, she was involved in getting New York's Patient Safety Center up under the state's Health Information and Quality Improvement Act.
The Patient Safety Center is a valuable tool to New York State, but it needs to be accessed, it needs to be known about, and it needs the patient and family voice more active and involved. And the issues that they take up need to be things that are directly related to patient safety in the hospital's healthcare setting.
Medical harm occurs 15 million times a year, according to estimates by the nonprofit Institute for Healthcare Improvement. Carina says the system is wrought with problems.
The problems haven't stopped. The 1999 Institute of Medicine report came out that as many as 200 people a day are dying in hospitals, and which is 98,000 people a year. Many, many medical professionals are saying that there's many more than that that are being injured and are dying, and not nearly enough is being done.
State health officials argue the allegations made by the newspaper are false. Bill Schwartz is the director of public affairs for the New York State Department of Health.
There are numerous examples of the Department of Health working with these committees. In some cases, their recommendations were not only reviewed, but were in fact adopted. In fact, the commissioner of the New York State Department of Health, Dr. Shaw, has invited those committee members to continue, if they so choose, to provide input and recommendations to the department around our efforts regarding patient safety and quality going forward.
Committee members did not return calls for comment. The law that created the Patient Safety Center states, quote, "The center shall provide a report of its findings and recommendations to the governor and legislature and make such report available to the public at regular intervals." Governor Andrew Cuomo's office also did not return calls for comment. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.